At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ. I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up? It is Alex, the Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. We got another episode of Elevated Sports Talk. Who wants to join me in saying, screw you to Thursday Night Football? Oh my gosh, man, they are really trying to make it hard on us this week. Whew, screw Thursday Night Football. Shout out to Stranger, what up? JPZ, what up? King D, shout out to the LBC. Derek, salute you to man. Thanks for hopping in. And JPZ said, good luck this weekend to the playoff bound D-Gens, bro. Good luck to everybody who has Cooper Kupp in their playoff lineup right now. You are already started with one hand tied behind your back. It doesn't mean that we can't win. It just means we got to be very smart with the rest of our start and sit decisions. That is what it is all about. Whew. And yeah, it is Friday the 13th, everybody. So let's smoke it up because you know some spooky shit's going to be going down. Hey, and shout out to Mosley. Say what up and smoke up, bros. Let's get it. Hey, shout out to Matt. What up, homie? Thanks for coming through. Time to smoke and time to get rid of fucking Cooper Kupp Thursday night. Bad fucking football juju, man. We're so done. We are so done. So done. All right. It's so funny because there's a post on Facebook and someone was like, shout out to all these so-called experts not telling us that it was going to rain. And I don't think he was talking to me like specifically, but it's funny. I was like, dude, all we heard all week is that there was a chance that it could rain. Like how did everybody not hear that? And but yeah, who the hell thought that it was going to be a fucking monsoon in Northern California? Like nobody thought that at all. Nobody thought that at all. Shout out to Theo, but we got to smoke. We got to smoke. Get rid of these Thursday vibes. Get on to some Friday vibes.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Roll a fatty for this pimp daddy.
Oh, shit. And I am yours. What's up? Literally came here just to use this emote, then switch into Rumble. I like it. I'm going to make sure to add that emote you know what that is? That's not an emote. That's a GIF. And I don't know if I can add GIFs to to Rumble. But I know I can add that. You know, like that emoji to Rumble. I'll add that. Hell yeah. And Strangers in Friday the 13th. No wonder my PS5 needs a reset. That requires a password download on USB, then upload to PS. And I don't own a computer. Son of a bitch, man. Son of a bitch. Matt, happy Purdy the 13th. Man. Purdy Cup the 13th. Man. So fucking ridiculous. And Big Bando said, okay, two-part question. I need you to pick two out of these four, three out of these four. Addison, Allen, Mooney, Hopkins. So is that Braylon Allen? Let me know. I'm not really thinking about any. Not really thinking about any other Allen. Let me know. Is that Braylon Allen that I'm choosing from? What up, Pam? So damn, that's cold. fucking Cooper Kupp, fucking Brock Purdy, Keenan Allen. Okay, all right. Let's see. I think that I am going to pick Mooney and Addison. And then I think I'm picking Hopkins as of now. And then out of those three that I should play, which would you sit if Sharps is the lead back this week? Hopkins, and Sharps is going to be the lead back this week. I really don't think Ken Walker and Bucky, those are two who I am not confident about them actually playing this week. I don't think it's going to happen. J. Phil, Cooper Kupp's Puka's nuts. Man, this was just so ridiculous, man. So ridiculous. And see, and like, I guess what's funny is people thinking that it was the weather that like really made like everybody like play horribly and not be able to catch. But Puka had 7 catches for 97 yards. So what, Puka's the only guy who can like catch? He's the only guy like wearing gloves? Like, hell no, man. I think people are getting a little too ridiculous thinking that the weather played that much of a part in the game. Like San Fran, they've been shutting down everybody's wide receivers. And look, George Kittle, he's the only one that could catch like over there? No. They just played each other very well. This was a really shitty divisional game where they knew exactly what the other team was going to do. Like, both teams knew exactly what the other teams were going to do. Big Bando said, bet, fire up Addison, Mooney, and Sharp, sit Keenan and D-Hop. Yes, sir. So I'd be leaning. And Theo, I hope Bucky doesn't play to give him an extra week at the bye. Well, I mean, he's like, there's no guarantee that he's going to play next week. Like they said, his back is all fucked up. And like, yeah, like as I love Bucky and we want him out there, but it's like, man, it is, you know, it's tough. It's tough sledding right now. It's tough sledding, man. I can't believe it fucking sucks, man. I got in my 32 team league, I got no Bucky. I got fucking DeMarcus Robinson, who got 0 last night, son of a bitch. And Trone Force, luckily I'm out by with Cup in my life. Shit, I mean, the way that everybody's playing this week, would we even be excited about playing him next week? He plays the Jets next week, those goddamn Jets. Shout out to Mowgli. Who would you start, bro, Darnold, J-Love, or Goff? Probably leaning... I'm not playing Love. He's got the hardest matchup out of everybody. I'm probably playing Goff. But man, Darnold is so goddamn tempting. He is so tempting to play. Trone Force Cup always. Cup plays against the Jets next week in New York. If inclement weather, I may pivot to JSN over Cup. Yeah. Theo said, I was talking about the divisional games being tough to call because they face each other twice a year, watch film on each other twice. Glad I took the Rams at 2.25, though. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, that's what everybody really forgets. Like, well, I mean, it's not that we forget, but maybe we just don't remember. But yeah, these divisional teams play each other twice a year, as opposed to, like, I don't know, like the NFC and the AFC teams. Like, you play each other once every 4 years. Like, most of the time, like, unless it's some kind of, like, fucking rivalry that the NFL, like, puts on paper. Like, most of the time, teams are playing non-divisional teams once every 4 years. And fucking divisional teams, you play twice a year, every year. You just know each other way better, especially when it's the same coaches, like, carrying over and shit. And it was bad play calling. bad play calling all around. Really bad decision making by the quarterbacks. Great pass rush from both teams. So there was like all these things that were like working against the game. Like you say, you think Goff versus the Bills? I think Darnold's going to destroy the Bears, to be honest. I mean, he might, but why? I mean, we're talking about a 12-1 team and a guy who more often than not has been on fire. We've seen Darnold go both ways. Big pause. But look, just even Bills over the last 5 weeks. Let's see. I mean, they gave some points to Staffy when they were at home. Let's see. I mean, the Bears, they've given up two good games. One of them was Darnold. One of them was Purdy. Still wasn't insane the numbers that they gave up to like Darnold when they played. I mean, it was good. And then outside of that, they're kind of just middle of the road as far as like giving up points. See, another thing is the divisional matchup. Like, and seeing, like, I know that there's going to be people who aren't thinking about that, but like, this is the second time that they played them this year. Darnold did go for 330 and two touchdowns the last time for 25 points. But yeah, the matchup might not be better on paper, but the divisional matchup between the Bears and the Vikings, like, I don't know. I'm nervous about that. And hey, shout out to Toker One. What up? What up? Song in the house. What up? And Jeff, what up, bro? I need a flex. Ridley, Jacoby, BTJ, or Sincere? I'm leaning Ridley as of now. Things may change, but I'm leaning Ridley as of now. Hey, what up, Zeb? What's going down? And Mowgli said, good point. Yeah, I mean, I may go back and forth on this over the next couple days, but like literally we just saw a divisional matchup where both teams, we just assume, like even Vegas had the over-under at 49. That was one of the highest over-unders on the week. And like, yeah, there's a little bit to blame on the rain, but like it was not raining most of the second half and they still didn't do shit in the second half, you know? So it's like the rain could be blamed, but like it wasn't the rain. It was like these defenses, like knowing exactly how to shut down the other teams. Kupp got zero fucking catches. Like just that alone shows how much these divisional matchups, like, you know, just can go that way to where someone gets shut down or multiple people or even the whole fucking teams get shut down. And Captain Spock, what up, bro? He said, happy. He said, Friday the 13th, salute. Just got back from the dispo. Got some, what is that? Yazandi? 33% THC. Nice, nice. All right. Let's smoke it up, bro. And Captain Spock, what's the YouTube channel that you help out or like the Discord? I can't remember, but like, I feel like I remember, but I also don't want to be wrong. Do they even smoke weed over there? Oh yeah. Cause it's the one dude who used to mess with the Fantasy Stock Exchange, or at least that's how I know him. Yeah. Notorious Fantasy. There we go. Nick, right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, do they even smoke weed over there? So curious. And Zeb going to Metallica. Nice. And tonight. Sweet, sweet. And went to the Rams Bills last Sunday. Yeah, dude, that show was crazy. And Carr going to play? No, they already said he's not. They said, what's his name? Heener? Heener's going to start. And fire up the backup Saints QB or Ridder. Well, see, there's no guarantee that Ridder's the one who's even going to start. Like, I mean, maybe tomorrow we'll find out, like, for sure. But they said that there's a chance that Aiden O'Connell could play. So I would just make sure that you got someone else in addition just to Ridder. Because, no, I don't want to play Heener. Not versus Washington. They're getting Marshawn Lattimore back. So it's, like, even worse for him and just for the wide receivers, like, over there. Like, yeah, so I wouldn't want to be playing Heener, and I would make sure that you have another option besides Ridder, because there's no guarantee that he actually, like, plays either, that he starts anyways. He could play, like, it could be O'Connell who plays and then Ridder comes in. But and Stranger said 49 over under and nobody scored a TD. First game, no way. First game this year without a TD. That's not easy to do. Like, literally the first game of the year with no touchdowns, and we're in week 15. Like, come on. Like, yeah. So, damn, that means there's been no shutouts this year. Is that what that means? That there's been zero shutouts this year? Well, I guess there could still be a shutout because one person on the other side would be scoring the touchdowns. But I'm going to go look. Has anybody actually been shut out this year? I mean, I'm going through this and I see a lot of scores with six. That's interesting. First game without a touchdown this season. You know, I made it all the way through week four. Yeah, I mean, I see a score of three by the Dolphins against the Seahawks. Patriots score of a three. I see a lot of threes and sixes, but that's crazy. There's been zero teams that have got shut out this year. That's weird. I wonder if that's the first year that this happened. Cool. Running the Discord. Okay. That's what it was. Nice. Zeb going to Universal Studios next week, hitting up Nintendo World. Nice. I know Noble wants to do that. It's still so new that it seems like every time I see someone fucking posting from there, it always looks crowded as fuck, like just beyond crowded. And I know people might be taking the videos on like Saturdays or whatever. Like, I hate going to amusement parks on the weekend. We always go during the week. And yeah, Metallica should be dope for him. Bob said Notorious Fantasy is on that Adderall. He don't smoke. Well, that's what I figured. And what up, Bob? What up? Pam said Washington or Cincy D. I'm leaning on the Washington side as of right now. Cheers, Zeb. And JP's the Atlanta came close a few times to getting shut out. Freaking bums.
He's a bum.
And Stranger, even if there is a shutout one side. Well, yeah. That's what I was saying as I was going through, is that one of the sides could have scored a touchdown. But no, I looked through the whole schedule right now, just scrolled all the way from week 15 all the way back to week one. There's a lot of teams that scored three, a lot of teams that scored six. But I didn't find one game where one team scored 0 points. I didn't find one game. So if I missed one, let me know. But, yeah, I didn't find one game where one team got shut out. Three. I saw a lot of threes and a lot of sixes. Zeb said, go on a random Tuesday or Wednesday. Not that busy. Okay. And KJ, I need a miracle this week. Played Cup and Jennings last night. I mean, Jennings didn't do horrible, but, yeah, he said was 10-4. I need a nuclear game from at least two of my remaining lineup to have a shot. Who do you got? Let's throw it out in the universe right now, man, because – I had Kupp and Jennings in some places too. I mean, Kittle, even in tight end premium, he still didn't do that good. And I am you're the man. He said, so glad all of my players last night had Kyren and our league as a bonus for a 100-yard rushing game. Nice. Yeah, let me see. I wonder if I won any bets last night. I feel like I lost all of them except maybe one. And one of them, because I went heavy on the on that DeMarcus Robinson shit. Like, what the fuck, dude? He could have had that if Stafford wouldn't have been such an idiot. Yeah, the bet that I hit last night was Kyren over 89.5 total yards and Kittle over 58.5. That was the first bet that I placed. That should have been the one that I told everybody to go hard on. Sorry, everybody. Pam said drop Coker or MVS for an extra DST. My others is the Eagles. Yeah, drop Coker. Yeah. Yeah, for Dynasty. Yeah, get rid of Coker. We don't need to treat our nose right now. Yeah. Hollywood. What up, Hollywood? Sing about Hollywood. What's up, Cup gets the middle finger today, right? Big old fuck you to Cooper Cup, man. What the fuck, man? You know what? I got a song that we could play for Cooper Cup. And Zeb, Higgins or Flowers? Tough matchups for both. I'm going Higgins. Stranger, most recent shutout I found was Panthers 0-7. January 7th. Shit. See, got to go back to last season to see that. That's crazy that there was zero teams that got shut out even once. That's kind of crazy. Because you usually always see one or two. Like, I mean, and that, like, I remember one year the Chargers they shut out a team and then they got shut out the next week. It was like one week they score 33-0 and then the next week they get blown out like 33-0. It's fucking weird. Chargers always fucking suck like that. And hey, what up, Frank? Fine to shout you out. What up? What up, Kelly? Been sad all season. Didn't have a lot of Purdy and Cup and Jennings, but a little happy last night. And I'd tip you today, but I spent my budget on DeMarcus. If it was DeMarcus less than 17.5, you would have cashed out. Man, it sucks. I should have said the first bet. I thought that one was going to be the easiest one. I should have said the first bet that I made because that was the one that actually hit. And it was the Kyren over 89.5 total yards. And John, what up, what up? Wipe my feet on the way in. Appreciate you. For everyone who doesn't know what wiping your feet means, it means hitting that like button on the way in. Hit that like button wherever you guys are. And shout out to Devo hopping in on Rumble. What up, what up? If you guys aren't on Rumble, go follow over there and go hit the subscribe button on Rumble and become a paid member. We appreciate you. Support the mission. And John said Stevenson or JSN. I kind of like both guys this week. I'm a little bit nervous about Stevenson just because we've seen Dr. Jekyll and Mrs. Hyde or Mr. Hyde, whatever the fuck. I'm gonna say JSN. Otten or McBride? McBride, baby. Otten's got the toughest matchup, and you got McBride. And Luis, what up, homie? He said, feeling good this morning on Friday the 13th. My luck good on a bad luck day. My playoff opponent started San Francisco defense and Cup. Well, there you go. I mean, I feel like the San Francisco defense would have done good, though, right? I mean, I guess they didn't really get any interceptions or anything, but I mean, they gave up like no points. I mean, 12 points is nothing. But Cup, big fat zero. Big fat zero. We just played a song in Cup's honor right now. It's called Fuck You, Bitch. Stranger, wrong version of Wild Thing, the Sam Kinison version is a whole different. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, everything's a fucking remake, right? And Frank, one for one, I'll never bet on the 49ers again, for sure. Yeah, I feel it, bro. And John, Kyler Hurts, kind of tough. I'm going to go Kyler. Captain Spock, the Jimi Hendrix version of Wild Thing is the best. Nice. and John Andrews or Hockenson. Hockenson, Andrews has like one of the toughest matchups. Chargers and the Giants are like the toughest matchups for the tight ends. And continue with the good vibes. Yesterday was my B-day. Nice. Happy birthday, bro. How old are you, homie? And he said, my wife gave me great news as my B-day. Hey, we're having baby number two. Nice. Congrats. Me and my wife had baby number two in 2024. Good news, man. That's awesome. And how old did you turn, Luis? And so what was is it Sagittarius that's right now? Always surrounded by Sagittarius peeps. Yeah. Stranger, no disrespect to Jimmy, but nothing ever recorded compared to Sam's version. Yeah, and I gotta listen to both of those because I'm not even sure. And which one's which? And Zeb, Javonte or Jerome Ford? I mean, I don't want to play either. I'm assuming this is one of your like crazy deep leagues. I'll go Javonte. And then Zeb said, Hurts over Caleb or Goff. No, I'd actually play Goff or Caleb over Hurts this week. Tucker Wong Purdy gave us all his best impersonation of Derek Carr last night, right? And Louise, lineup help, please. Standard PPR, QB, Lamar, Connor, Sincere, Thielen, Monroe, Kittle, Bowers, Commanders, Riker, Bench. So what are we talking about? Just let me, I guess I'm not sure what we're actually filling. Let me know the spots that I'm filling and stuff. Don't put the whole team in there. I'm like, I'm so high already. that scrambled my brain. And Zeb said Scary Terry, Swift, or McBride. I mean, if you're only picking one, I'm picking Scary Terry. But I'd want to figure out how to play McBride also. And Stranger said, Husk, give the Sam Kinison a listen sometime. Just not with Noble around. Oh, man. And Luis, 31. Nice. Congrats, bro. He said, yeah, Sagittarius, I don't really pay attention to the horoscopes. Man, see, you weren't around when Ricky Williams was coming on the show. We're going to get him on the show here pretty soon. No, he has a crazy-ass schedule, and they're going around the country fucking promoting their new product that they got. But, yeah, because of Ricky Williams, that's why I started paying attention to that kind of shit. He's like, he's one of those astrology guys, man. Nice. Stranger said, yes, yeah, Sag is now, and my birthday is in 4 days. Nice. Happy early birthday, bro. Happy early birthday. I'm a Capricorn. My birthday is January 12th. Jason, what up, bro? He said, long time no see, Alex. Hope you've been well. He said, had to pause, but I'll be back soon. Puffin' Zooties. Nice. Out of blunts right now. Oh, man. Let's smoke it up, bro. And, yeah, hope all's well with you too, homie. Ooh, Zeb, Najee or Chubb. Man, literally two guys that I, like, do not want to play at all this week. Both have horrible, horrible matchups. We're talking about Chubb playing against the Chiefs, who have been like, hey, shout out to Phil on Rumble. The Chiefs, who have been like fucking first against the run the entire year. Like maybe over the last couple weeks, they've given up like, I don't know, fifth or sixth, you know, least points compared to like the first least points. And then Najee, man, I'm just like, dude, Najee versus the Eagles, like the Eagles give up like nothing to the running backs. Yeah, I guess Najee, like, I mean, it's both these guys are bad. Like I'd be looking to pivot somehow. I know it might be easier said than done, but Jason had one really bad year in my money league, but made the playoffs in my free league. I don't even want to set the lineup. I feel you, bro. You got to get in leagues with me, man. Get the next leagues that I'm hosting are for the NFL playoffs. Redemption playoff league. It's your time to get redemption right now. And yeah, 420crew.com. That's the way to do it. Just keep playing in more and more leagues. And it's 20, 35, and 55 leagues. All right, Luis. I guess I just wasn't sure what you were asking, but you're asking, should any of your bench guys be starting? I don't think Breece is going to play. And like that, the only person that you might even be swapping would be Braylon Allen and Sincere. Because, like, I don't know, like maybe Metcalf over Thielen, but I'm a little bit nervous about that. And I don't want to play Swift at all. And, like, I'd play Bowers over Ferguson. So, yeah, I mean, that's going to be the only thing. And even then, yeah, like, I don't know. The reason why I don't want to play Sincere this week is because the Falcons have they've been really good against the run. Like, they're horrible against the pass, but they've been really stingy against the run the entire season. So, yeah, get SMC out of your lineup everywhere, guys. Yeah, don't worry, bro. Hopefully that helped, Luis. Zeb said Najee Chubb is Jamal 1-0-C-8. Yeah, it's Najee then. It's Najee. Send a link in the chat if you can. All right, let me see here. Yeah, 420crew.com said you got it. I'll throw it in there either way. 420crew.com. You guys could join for free to stay in the loop. I'd recommend joining as a paid member if you can. There's a $5 tier, a $10 tier. And best time to sign up is now because we're doing this dope raffle on Sunday. We got a signed Ricky Williams jersey, signed Joe Mixon jersey, a $200 Dr. Dabber Dab Rig. We got multiple Heisman t-shirts. That's Ricky Williams weed brand. I should be getting some 420 crew shirts in, and I'm going to have one or two of those, for raffle. And then, so there's going to be around like 10 items that are getting raffled off. And Frank and Breece sits either Najee or my dear Sincere. I'll go Najee, but yeah, it sucks, man. Captain Spark Stranger, listen to the Bill Hicks. He died young. Had a lot of, okay, cool. JPZ for the newer homies, the playoff leagues are dope, he said, but only if you're a fantasy football degen, right? Only degens need apply. They are so fun. We get like, because if you like to draft, I mean, you can get in multiple drafts over this 1 week span. It's going to be from Sunday, January 5th until the morning of Saturday, January 11th. There's slow drafts that are going down. We used to only do slow drafts where you only had an option of drafting as a slow draft. But now I'm putting more efforts into all of this. So we got slow drafts that are going down. Those start Sunday night, and it's 4 hour clocks that pause at night, and 4 hour max clocks that pause at night. And then we got fast drafts happening literally every single day, multiple a day. Senor Rojo, fuck, played Cup, Jennings, and Kittle. fucking sucks, man. We just played a song for Cooper Cup and everybody. We might have to play it one more time. It might be worth like playing multiple times. Zeb said Rayshon, Jenkins, Harrison, Hitman, Nick Smith, or Nick, Harrison Hitman Smith or Nick Cross, bro. It's got to be Nick Cross, man. That dude is just a fucking beast. He ruined a heckler in San Francisco. Nice. And Dummy Man Pluto said started Cup and Debo last night. Oh, fuck. My opponent had Jennings. Okay. Still got Jamar. There we go. He said we're on life support, but not dead yet. Yes. That's one thing that I know. You could catch a zero in a lineup from a guy like Cup and a shitty game from a guy like Debo, and you're not out of it. There could be one guy who like totally brings it back for you, you know, and as long as like your other peeps do good, you know, we all got a chance. And Louis said, thank you, dog. I agree. Definitely keep an eye on Breece. If he's out, I'm switching Allen for SMC. Yep. That's what I'd be doing. Yes, sir. And Stranger said I got balls of solid rock and I even wouldn't have heckled Kinnison. So I'm looking forward. Nice, nice. Definitely agree on the feeling degenerate anguish. Yes. And see, that's one of the things. That's one of the reasons why you guys want to hang out here. There's nobody doing the amount of leagues that I'm doing and hosting, like the amount of experiences that go down. Like most people's YouTube channels, they host a league or two and you fucking, you know, and like, that's it. And like, you know, maybe they have a Discord, you know, maybe they got cool guys like Captain Spock, you know, hosting a Discord. But yeah, it is, that's why you guys just want to be hanging around here all off season as well. We got a lot of fun things to do. All right. He said, play it again. Something I can smoke too. Yeah. 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 You'll like this. This is a country song and it's called Fuck You Bitch. And he's talking about an ex-girlfriend, but we're just going to pretend that this is everybody who screwed us over last.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At the fantasy. It's Fuck You Cup. Fuck You Debo. Fuck you, Birdie.
You say we're done. Pack up your stuff.
Only country music, when you're all rock.
Really over.
Because he talks about smoking weed and fucking bitches.
There's one thing I'd like to say before you leave. Fuck you, bitch. You broke my heart. Fuck your friends, tearing us apart. Fuck your dog, hope he never comes home. Fuck you, bitch, hope you wind up alone.
At the least, let's get rid of all the bad juju. Thursday is behind us. Did I shout out King D on Rumble?
Jerking on.
You the man.
Pictures on the sale. But before, swipe on your face.
Belly.
I just scream. Fuck you, bitch. You broke my heart.
I want to go Michael Wilson in this one, Kelly.
Tearing us apart.
All right. We got you, Frank. You can live vicariously through us. I can't take tolerance. I'll be way too irritable, and I'll be off my game. Starting Barkley, Aaron Jones, Super Mike Devin, Black, Charbonnet starts. Would you play him over anyone? Play him over Mike Evans. Hard to do, but
word is out.
Good matchup.
Found someone new. Well, I hope he does it for you. But if not,
hit it with 10 points. I'll take that any day for a tight end. Yeah, could have been worse. Could have been worse. Right, fucking Stafford.
Fuck you, bitch. You broke my heart.
This is what Atlanta fuck might be singing to Cousins if Penix comes through. Hey, come on, man.
Fuck your dog.
Joker one, I'll go hope Ferguson. What up, Ryan on Twitch? What up, bro?
Fuck you, bitch.
Start Nick Chubb or Tank Bigsby second of PPR. I'll go Tank, man. I'm so nervous about the cup. Wheeler Walker Jr. is a savage. If you guys don't know who he is, Wheeler, like Wheel, E-R, Wheeler Walker Jr. I first discovered him on Ridiculousness. It was so funny. And this was the song that they played like a little clip of. And, He pretty much said that none of the record companies will fuck with him because of the type of music that he makes. Like, he just talks about like smoking weed and fucking chicks and being a rock star and like just like crazy shit, you know. But like, yeah, the record companies won't fuck with him. So he said that now he does appearances. He's like on Joe Rogan, on fucking Ridiculousness, and yeah, it's so funny. Captain Spock, fire any cup on any of my teams, I'd be in a bad mood all day. Nothing sucks like being eliminated on Thursday, week 15. Yeah, I mean, it sucks, man. It sucks. I know I had him, I think, only on one playoff team, luckily. But the leagues that we're in, we have like 17 starters. So I got a lot of guys who can make up for cup. Ryan Starr, Nick Chubb, or Bigsby, second flex, no PPR. Tank. We're going Tank, man. Franks, that's what ATL gets for stealing Penix from the Raiders. Smokey the Cat, what up, bro? Hey, long time no see. And he said, playoffs, had a bye week, hoping to take this year in my two home leagues. Nice, nice. Let's get it. Whew. All right. We've been rocking for almost an hour. Yeah, what else? We talked a lot of shit about Cup calling him a damn bitch. And Toker won. Shakir Higgins. Ooh. I'm going to say Higgins in this one. People are getting healthy in Buffalo. Strangely, my favorite part of the Sam Kinison Wild Thing is we all got all kinds of wild thing that we went through our lives and made it hell because everyone had one. You mean nobody likes to lose. All right, let's see. Let me just throw that one on. Toker one said that Dr. Dabber's minds. Yeah, you got a bunch. You might have the most entries out of everyone in the raffle right now with 300. Perry says that Sam Kinison. Yep. We were talking about Wild Thing earlier. And yeah, Stranger had been mentioned Sam Kinison so much, they just played it. Sure, you ever heard Sam's World Hunger Routine's hilarious. Senor Rojo, first memory of that Wild Thing song was from Charlie Sheen. Well, yeah, that's how it all started. I was like, wait, is it this Wild Thing?
This fucking song.
Yep. You are in, Pam. You are in. Whew. Yeah, so what are some things that we got? We got a signed Ricky Williams jersey. We got a signed Joe Mixon jersey. We have a $200 Dr. Dabber electronic dab rig. Multiple Heisman t-shirts. That's Ricky Williams, weed brand. I'm gonna have one or two 420 crew shirts, like some of the new designs. Like they should be getting to me either today or tomorrow. What else? I feel like Mike Tyson, Tyson 2.0 grinder. So yeah, we got a handful of cool things. And you know, maybe I'm gonna hit up Jerome Baker right now and see if we might be able to get a bong, one of the bongs thrown in the mix. There we go. Let's see. So we'll see if we I helped him do some stuff in 2024. He hooked me up with this bong for free. As payment for my time and all that. I mean, because I did put in some work for those guys. We'll see. I know they're like donating things for raffles to make sure that their name is always flowing around. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see if we can get We'll see if we can get a Jerome Baker bong in the mix for the raffle as well, because that would
That'd be super cool because all of their bongs are the shit, and we got to get more people smoking out of the Jerome Baker bongs. And if you guys don't know, I mean, they're one of the sponsors of the show. I don't shout it out there much, but I mean, the only thing that I really will be smoking out of ever is a Jerome Baker bong, and I want you guys to get on my level. And I got them to give me like a promo code. So you guys, anyone who orders a bong from Jerome Baker, as long as you use the promo code Fantasy, you'll get 10% off. And you know, if you're a glass head and you go for one of their more expensive pieces, like that 10% off is like really nice. Bam said, I need to smoke. I want that jersey. Yeah, and which one? The Ricky Williams one? This one is dope. So dope. Heisman Trophy 98 on the written on there as well. Perry, Laporta, or Ertz? I'm going Ertz. Frank said, weed is a performance-enhancing substance for fantasy football. You're damn right it is. Because there will be some times where the weed will make me second-guess my answer. And I'll say one answer. I'm like, no, never mind. Scratch that. We're going this way because of this. Stranger said, I wish my lungs were okay to smoke. I wish my lungs were okay with smoke that goes through water. Why? What happens when you hit out of a bong? Pace, in your opinion, who's Heisman? I think Giunti personally. Man, I really think Giunti also, but like, I mean, that's who I want to win because like, you can only play who's on your schedule, and he just dominated, you know, and like. The fucking what's his name? Travis Hunter doesn't play in the SEC either. So if that's the knock against Giunti, like he should have the same fucking Hunter should have the same knock against him for not playing in the SEC. I think it's Giunti, man. Like this motherfucker, like he sat out half of games. That wasn't really, I don't know if that was his, that wasn't his choice. That was him being a team player. And like, you know, that I guess that's what sucks, though, like that could be the difference between him winning and losing, though. That's the thing. Like, yeah, he should have played, man. Like he shouldn't have sat out those halves. Like he really shouldn't have. He could have, like, just imagine if he played some of those full games and he had 400 or 500 yards in a game like that. That would make it undeniable. Like those games where he got 250 and a half. And like, man, being a team player is all fine and dandy, man. But when you're at a place like Boise State, like, man, I mean, it's like, you got to put up that much more. And weed's a performance-enhancing drug for life. You damn right. Frank says, does Dr. Dabber sell weed vaporizers for flower? Fuck yeah, bro. Dude, literally this one that I smoke out of, it's both. Look, it's called the switch. And so, like, this button at the bottom, you like, I always do it on the dab mode, but there's a flower mode, and it's a different insert for the flower. So, yes, hell yeah. It's not on every single kind. You have to get one of the switches, but that's the switch one, and they just came out with the switch two. And but here's the Dr. Dabber like info right there. Go ahead and just make sure you use that link, and it'll connect you with my store there. And then you get a discount as well. I couldn't believe he won the what. The blick cough, and he said, but that's a popularity decision. Yeah, smoke through water makes me cough a long time, feels like it leaves the coating. Oh, interesting. Bam said, same, bongs wreck me. It's just the way for me.
Let me hit that bong. That bong, the bong, bong, bong.
It's from the bone. Perry said, yeah, Boise also passed the ball too, so he was given a backup red zone touches. He should have been more assertive. Meanwhile, Colorado passed the ball 60 times a game. Yeah, for sure. And then, like, well, because they're in high-scoring games, like, I mean, the teams are, like, throwing on them a bunch as well, so when he's on defense. But I don't know. I know Travis Hunter had, like, a really good, like, offensive season, but let's go see, because I really don't even know, like, what his stats, like, are. Let's go check. .1100 yards, 14 touchdowns. I mean, the 1100's good. I mean, that's not like insane, but the 14 touchdowns is fucking dope. Got a rushing touchdown as well. Let's see. .20 solo tackles, 11 assisted tackles, 1 forced fumble, 4 INTs. I mean, 4 INTs is pretty good. I mean, that's not like amazing or anything, but it's really because it's that. It's like a decent DB lined up with, you know, above average, right? Above average wide receiver stats. Let's go look at Giunti. .2497. Fuck, 29 touchdowns. Like, man, I mean, just that alone right there. Like, I mean, that's overshadowing all of his offense plus everything, like, right there. And then he has 116 receiving yards and 1 touchdown. I mean, you know, Travis Hunter, like, those numbers aren't going down as one of the best seasons for a wide receiver, you know, and they're definitely not going down as the best numbers for, like, a DB. Is the Heisman Trophy just a popularity contest now too? I wonder. But yeah, that's Giunti killed it. Like, even last year, like, his rushing, 1347 and 14 touchdowns. Like, that's more than Hunter had this year. And shit, Giunti had way more receiving last year. 569 last year.
69 dudes,
but I don't think he even had to do any, like, he didn't have to do any, like, receiving work, really. Like, he was killing it so much on the ground that it didn't even matter. Perry said there's a guy from SDSU who had the triple crown. Look up the name, because I don't think it was, I mean, Marshall Faulk, I know, killed it there, but I don't know if it was him. But let me know who was the running back. Was that Penny? Stranger said, "Rolls, I'm not contaminating my weed with paper. Could never smoke blunts. Mixing tobacco and weed makes my lungs explode." So what way do you so what do you smoke with, Stranger? Just out of pipes? Senor Rojo, I'm 45, been smoking since high school. I can't smoke blunts anymore. It makes my throat feel all scratchy and cough too much. Yeah, and, like, when I was, like, 18, 19, like, dude, I was, like, this is back. You could buy the Swisher Sweets. This one place had, it was buy one, get one free. And it was, like, but they were, like, $4 or whatever, $4.50, something like that. So pretty much $5, but you got 2 packs. And, man, that's when I was the 420 hustler. And, like, man, so, I mean, I would be, you know, rolling up a bunch and fuck, be like going and delivering to people. Then they'd be rolling up match one. And man, I'd be smoking like 10 or 20 blunts a day. Like, that was when I had a crazy, like, smoker's cough. I don't even have like a smoker's cough anymore. I mean, I'll cough while I'm smoking, but I just don't, like, I'm not like walking around and like, you know, like nothing like that. And use either raw papers or the hemp leaves. Nice. I met the creator and owner of Raw a couple months ago, and yeah, super cool. I know I have the video somewhere, but he was like, "This guy is a hustler." So funny. And Perry, when Ken Walker didn't win it, 18-19 definitely felt like it was a popularity contest. What was Ken Walker's? Had to be 21, right? Michigan State 2021, 1636, and 18 touchdowns and one receiving touchdown. I mean, 6.2 yards per carry. Yeah, he killed it. Hemp leaves are good since it's actual weed leaf. Okay, yeah. I mean, it's better. I'd rather smoke a hemp. I'd rather smoke a hemp wrap versus a blunt. I just don't like blunts anymore. I just don't. Nick Nash, Satoria McMillan. I felt like both had better wide receiver seasons than Hunter. So let's look. NCAA 2024 receiving yards leaders. Let's go see. $11.52 compared to $13.82. I mean, that's not that big of a difference. I mean, 200. I mean, that's 200 yards. I mean, that is a big difference for like the season. But if like most of them, I mean, if that's 10 games, I mean, you know, that it's 20 extra yards a game. Like, that's not like insane. 92 receptions compared to 104. Nick Nash out of San Jose University. Yeah, nobody gives a fuck about San Jose University, right? Well, yeah, he had the most touchdowns. Yeah, most receptions, most yards, most touchdowns. That's funny. Nick Nash from San Jose University. And Travis Hunter, 14. I mean, that's the second most. But look at Giunti. 24.97, the next closest guy. 1660. Like, that is so above and beyond. Like, and he did have a crazy amount of so whoever the SDSU guy is, Marquez Cooper, he's got 50 more touches than him. And it's crazy because, like, Giunti's average if we're saying like the average of guys who had 100 carries or more, Giunti, there was only 1, 2, 3, 4. There's only 4 guys with over 100 carries or more with a higher average per carry. His average 7.3 on 344 carries. And those guys whose averages were above him, they only had in the hundreds. They weren't in the 200s or 300s. Most of these guys that you see around Giunti with the attempts in the 2s and the 3s, I mean, you see 5s and 6s, you know, but like him at 7.3, that's fucking insane. It's fucking insane. One of the longest carries of the year with 27. There's a dude from Army who had 29 touchdowns on the ground. See, and maybe like that's where it's like a little bit closer, like on the touchdowns, because someone tied him with 29, and there's a 23, 22, 21, 20. But yeah, like the yardage is not even close. Not even close. Next closest guy has 800 yards less. That's insane. Yeah, Perry said raw cones are the way, for sure. For sure. Perry said, I know Hunter is known to be a horrible tracker. I wonder how he is on tackles at the position. I mean, let's go see. So he had like 20 solo tackles, right? Like, I mean, you got guys who got 90, 70s, 60s, you know, he's nowhere close. 11 assisted tackles, you know, nowhere close. Like, I mean, there's so many players with over 100 total tackles, and he had like 30 tackles, you know. Even the interceptions, I mean, he's tied for 17th. But there was one guy with 7 and 6, then a bunch of guys with 5s, and then a bunch of guys with 4s. But yeah, on defense, I think people are just stroking him off because, you know, his defensive stats are like, unless people are considering him a shutdown corner, you know, but yeah, I wish I knew what his, like what his percentage of tackles was, you know, his tackle rate or whatever. I wish you had those numbers, but. Yeah, but either way, it's not good. And Sharon said, I tried raw and I stand by my opinion. Glass bowls for me. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying if you're going to go joints, like, yeah, I'd much rather be on glass than on joints. And Perry said, I swear, man, they think he's Charles Woodson. Exactly. Like, I mean, that, see, like, and I think that's why people, like, there's certain people who just don't like me because, like, when people will be stroking off Travis Hunter and I'll be like, yeah, but he was like, he was whatever at, like, DB. Like, he doesn't have good stats. I mean, but he played offense, too. Like, so, like, if we're judging him, like, off of, like, you know, him being a defender, he's kind of whatever, you know? Like, he wouldn't be smart to come in the NFL as a defender. He would not be. He would get roasted. He would get roasted. Say he doesn't even bother to tackle. I mean, he has to get more than three or four opportunities a game to get tackles. And like, that's all he's getting per game is like three or four tackles a game. Right. Cause what I don't even, did they, I just assume every college team plays 10 games. I know that some teams could play more or whatever, but I'm assuming he only played 10 games. He had 31 tackles. That's three tackles a game. That's nothing. That's nothing to brag about. I mean, that's like bragging about LeBron, Bronny, and like 5 points a game or 4 points a game in college. Like, the reason why I think Travis Hunter is going to be a flop because he's already talking like Anthony Richardson was talking. Like, bro, is the NFL even going to be hard? Like, what the fuck? Like, you're not even in the SEC. You're going up against scrubs more often than not who aren't even going to make the NFL rosters and won't even get drafted in the NFL. And you're already talking about, oh, is the NFL even going to be hard? Then get the fuck out of here. Because I think Shadur and Hunter are both going to be flops. I mean, they're both, I mean, everybody's talking about them as like top five NFL picks right now. They're not top five NFL picks. And if they are, it's because of hype. Man. Right? Shadur hype is even worse. Yeah. I mean, he's touted right now as the best QB in college, and that's what's kind of crazy. But it's also like this year isn't really like that good for like quarterbacks, right? It was because you had a lot of fifth-year quarterbacks who are still there because it was all the people who started in during COVID, and it was like that year didn't count. Remember, if you played during the COVID year, that didn't count towards your college eligibility. So like all those people who were still there last year, there were a lot of fifth year, you know, a lot of fifth year players like in there. And all those players are gone now. All those players are gone now. Perry said legit average 20 rushes a game definition of stat pattern. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And like, let's even go see. I know didn't Shadur won some award, right? Let's see. Whew. 39-26, 35 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. I mean, that's a good ratio. Let's see. NCAA passing. Leaders 2024. Let's see where he is amongst So 4,300 is the tops. I mean, he's amongst the top players for sure. And I mean, Miami, they're not in the SEC. Cam Ward. I mean, I know a lot of people think Cam Ward's better than him. I mean, he probably is. And then I don't know who this Kyle McCord is from Syracuse. He's the guy who led NCAA in passing stats, in passing yards. And I know Syracuse isn't in the SEC. Yeah, and then you got some LSU quarterbacks, LSU quarterback, TCU, Oregon, Georgia. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, there's just like no rushing on that team, right? Perry said people are kind of confused. He won best senior quarterback, not best quarterback. Ward won that. There's too many awards. Okay, that's what it was. And see, I didn't even know what award it was. I just said he won some award. But okay, so that's what it was. Best senior quarterback. Okay, that makes sense. That's because Cam Ward wasn't a senior, right? He's also, because if he was a senior, probably he would have won that too. Because he had, I mean, his numbers were like just better. 4,100 yards, 36 touchdowns to 35, and then 7 interceptions compared to 8. So that shit's funny. His rating was just a little bit better. And LeBum is bogus for not checking Bronny. But see, like, that was the whole I mean, come on, man. Like, LeBron is the one that wants this to happen. Like, I'm sure Bronny wanted it to happen. But, I mean, LeBron, this is probably LeBron's last year. That's why he needed it to happen right now. And Lipsy, shout out on Rumble. Gotta love when Purdy and Jennings both fuck you over in the playoffs. Man, fucking 49ers. 49er fucks. Yeah, such bullshit, man. But yeah, this is really the this is really the only time that I'll start paying attention to these college quarterbacks, because now we want to see like what kind of bowl games, you know, what are they gonna do when everybody's watching, you know, when the bright lights really hit. And do we know all the bowl games and shit? Like, I mean, Colorado's not in like the playoff or anything, are they? Hey, let's see. Where the hell is the bracket? So did they pick already? Oh, here we go. Indiana, Notre Dame, SMU, Penn State, Clemson, Texas, Tennessee, Ohio State. Boise's ranked third. Okay, see, like, let's see what Giunti does here. Hell yeah, man, versus Penn State. And then yeah, so what is it? So is it, yeah, four teams have a bye. Man, so Boise was good enough to get a bye. So it's Oregon, Georgia, Boise, and who else is the bye? Boise, Arizona State, Oregon, and Georgia. So Arizona State's the other one. Yeah, this will be interesting. This is the first time that they've done the 12 teams, right, for the college playoffs. Wasn't it like 8 before this? Right, and right, Perry said, I'm saying they barely made the top 25. Exactly. Like, I already knew they weren't going to be in the playoffs. Like, what bowl game are they even? Are they even playing in, like, you know, one of the top, like, bowl games or anything? But, yeah. That's why, man. People are just way too hyped on Colorado. Like, I like the whole thing, like, but, man, people are just way too hyped. Way too hyped. All right. Whew. Senor Rojo, that game last night reminded me of the generation of players. Generation of players are weaker than the players I grew up watching in the 80s and 90s. Old school players would have been filling that stat sheet. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's a different, kind of a, it's like an almost a completely different game from the 80s and the 90s. I mean, there's only a couple teams that really like played with this like style of play that we have now. Most of the teams were fucking rushing, just grind it the fuck out, and like everyone's just super hardcore on defense. Super hardcore on defense. All right, time to get up out of here. Don't forget to go get signed up 420crew.com and then go to 420crewmerch.com. Go check out a shirt. You can get a shirt for like $15 right now. You get a couple and you get free shipping. And we'll see you guys. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace out, everybody. Happy Friday the 13th.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom.